Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, May 4th, 1950, the editorial column titled Our Readers Say, appearing in the Barbados Advocate, registered the lament of public interest in issues relating to the remuneration of sugar workers and the workload of the preparatory expectations of secondary school upper-level examinations. There being no call-in radio programs, the issues of the day were brought to public awareness and ventilated in such columns. Within the first two sentences, the writer drew swift attention to the issue, stating, and I quote, "Please allow me to draw the attention of those concerned to certain workers in the sugar industry. I refer to crop season employees such as chemists, overseers, and clerks," end quote. The writer who signed the letter puzzled was confused by the plight of this group of sugar workers who had been left out of the 12.5% increase in pay across the industry. The writer's question was whether this group of employees was working in the sugar industry or the arrowroot industry. If the former, regardless of the reason for the increase, they were entitled to their fair share of the proceeds. The stated position being whether the increase in pay was due to a rise in sugar prices or cost of living as employees in the sugar industry, it was unfair for them to be denied their rightful due. On this day, within the same column, another contributor highlighted that the sixth form exams were fraught with problems related to the undue burden of the load of subject material. The letter entitled, quote-unquote, Modern Boys, expressed the opinion that, quote, "The syllabus of the modern high school sixth form is truly an example of big things amusing small minds." The modern high school, established by educator Louis Lynch, was seen as the best private educational institution of the time. Generally, education was highly valued as the passport to success in terms of upward social mobility and financial stability, and as such, parents were sacrificing to educate their children. Therefore, any hardship which sought to interrupt their plans was unwelcome, and the load of the examinations was untenable, with the writer questioning, quote, "Does any sane man think it possibly can be done?" end quote. To the chagrin of the writer, the dilemma facing the students was multifaceted and included having to prepare 15 English books, 3 to be studied minutely for a special paper. The history syllabus, it encompassed too wide a time span to be covered, and the history texts, these were unavailable. Additionally, as the writer stated, and I quote, "Insult has been heaped upon injury with the date of the exam being brought forward," end quote. Then there was the stipulation that to enter the sixth form, a credit must be gained in French, regardless of the passes in the other subjects. So on this day, May 4th, 1950, two letters to the Barbados Advocate underscored to the public the seemingly unfair practices affecting a certain category of sugar workers and the heavy workload of the students at the modern high school.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.